This is a prize where the winning museum receives £100,000. So it's the biggest prize for museums in the world. And Vocalize, we've been working with the Art Fund on a number of years now to provide recorded audio described introductions for each of the finalists. And the audio described introductions give an introduction, obviously, to the museum, description of the building, the site, some information about some of the exhibits within the building, not, you know, sort of in-depth descriptions, but some descriptions of a couple of the key exhibits, and also some information about their access offer for blind and partially sighted people. So they're a great sort of introduction, as one might say, through each of the finalists.
So it sounds like a very interesting event that's going to be happening. Toby, can you take us through the finalists and just explain them in more detail, please?
Yeah, well, the first finalist is the Brooklands Museum in Weybridge in Surrey. This is home to the very first purpose-built racetrack. People may have heard of Brooklands, but also Brooklands was the most prolific aircraft manufacturing site. And the museum has post-war aircraft that you can go around, including Concorde is also there. And I believe you can actually do a ride on Concorde as well. And you can also find a sort of a big hangar where you can go in and explore the manufacturing of aircraft and get a little bit hands-on as well. So how wings are made, how the fuselage is made and everything else. And it's based around, there's a Wellington bomber in the hangar as well. And they also got a Harrier jump jet. It's a very exciting place, and it's one which I haven't been to, and I'm very keen to go and have a look around because I love cars and I love aeroplanes as well.
Well, I tell you, I'm just thinking exactly the same thing. It certainly does sound like a very interesting place to have a look around as well, and certainly a shot on Concorde, and it gets my votes. But there's other finalists as well, Toby.
Indeed.
Let's move on to another one.
Yeah, the next one is the Ferrans Art Gallery in Hull, and this is known as the People's Gallery. It showcases old masters, contemporary art, photography and new media as well, and it's underlined by both portraiture and the sea, and works from artists such as Barbara Hepworth can be found here, as well as David Hockney, and also a piece that was called The Sea of Hull by an artist called Spencer Turnick, I think his name is. And this was for the Hull City of Culture last year. People may have seen this particular image in the newspapers and stuff. He does mass sort of landscapes with lots of people in them. And I think he got a lot of people from Hull to get up very early in the morning, be naked, paint themselves with blue paint. Very actually interesting image, actually. It's really, really interesting. There are audio guides available, so there is some form of access for blind and partially sighted people. And the next one, which might be a little bit closer to home for you at R&RD Connect Radio, is the Glasgow Women's Library. And this showcases profiles of women in Glasgow, and I believe it was established for the European City of Culture in 1990, and it's the only museum in the UK dedicated to women's history. They also do lots of talks and events within the museum, and it's a fantastic building as well. So one that has lots of events as well. So I'd you know, check it out. As I can't be that far away from Connect Radio.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very close to us, as you say. So far then, we've got Concorde and other airplanes versus naked people in a painting versus women's history. So already it's quite a diverse group we've got to choose from.
Yeah, we've just got a couple more. And this is the nice thing about the prize for Museum of the Year. It does showcase some sort of museums that people probably wouldn't know about and wouldn't have, you know, plus a couple of, you know, sort of the major ones as well. So we've got two more to go.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the Postal Museum in London. This tells the story of Britain's postal service, its history. It also showcases, which people might not think is so interesting, the history of postal stamps, but that sort of includes the artwork that was used in postal stamps, their iconic imagery. There's also a Royal Mail coach in the museum. there are postal boxes that date back to the very earliest postal box, which I believe was on the Channel Islands. There's also sort of graphic design for the postal service, films like the Night Mail. Do you remember that one? Do you remember?
Oh, yes, of course, yes.
Mm-hmm. Auden's poetry that was set to score by Benjamin Britten, I think.
That's it, and that's it, exactly.
Fabulous one, really good one. And there's also, which people may have heard of, a thing called the Mail Rail, which was an underground service in London that sent mail around the capital to all the sorting offices. And you can get a ride on the Mail Rail, which is something which I'm very excited to go and have a go at.
That sounds like another good one as well, Toby. A shot in Concord versus the Mail Rail. How fantastic. Spoilt for choice with this.
You are. And our final one is Tate St Ives, which people may have heard of. There's Tate Britain, Tate Modern, and also Tate St Ives. And this is home to many artists, including, again, Barbara Hepworth, Ben Nicholson, Alfred Wallace. And it's just gone through a bit of a sort of, I suppose, redevelopment. There's a new extension, new gallery spaces, which will be able to showcase more work from not only Cornwall, but also from around the world. And there's an amazing circular gallery that has a semicircular panoramic view of the sea and sky, which is supposed to be very beautiful. And it's funny because I've been down to the West Country quite a lot, and I probably go past, you know, St Ives, and if I haven't been in, I really must go in. Beautiful place to go and see.
Yeah, certainly sounds like it. So we have got then obviously well-known fantastic artists versus women's history versus the postal service and post boxes versus naked people on paintings versus Concorde aeroplanes. You cannot ask for a more diverse list than that for the finalists then for the Art Fund Prize. So if anybody would like to find out more about the Art Fund Prize, Toby, is there an easy way for them to do it?
Indeed, the audio described introductions are available on our Vocalise website, so people can go to vocalise.co.uk, and on our homepage there's a news item, but they can also search through the website through our venues or audio as well. And also if people go to the Art Fund website, which is artfund.org, people can find lots of information on there. I think they've been had some students going around visiting a lot of the museums that are the finalists, but there's also a lot of good information on the Art Fund's website as well. And people can also listen to audio described introductions to past finalists and past winners on our website.
Excellent. Toby Davey, as ever, it has been enjoyable and it has been an education as well. Toby Davey from Vocalise, many thanks indeed for talking with us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks so much indeed, Ian.